Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken.
Play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.
Should I win or should I take her life? I don't know. It's in the high. Haven't been down there since 35.
We go again to become friends.
All right. Good morning. You're tuned in to 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. My name is Nellie. This is the Cat's Pajamas. This morning you just heard Foxygen's new single off of their forthcoming album out in October. Very exciting news. Foxygen is really cool new band. They sound really old. Like, they have lots of old influences. They're really weird. I just saw them when I went home to LA a few weeks ago, and it was a pretty crazy show. The frontman is nuts or on drugs. But anyways, I highly recommend seeing them, and I'm really excited for the new album. It's called Foxygen and Star Power. They had really awesome backup dancers / singer girls who stole the show, in my opinion. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play another band I saw when I was back home by the name of Tonopah. They are a cool lady band. I went to this awesome venue / house called Gal Palace when I was in LA. And the girls who live there are in this band / run a cool venue out of their house. So anyway, we're going to listen to the track Dreamin' off of an EP called Wonderin'.
Stay.
right. That was a track by Mannequin Pussy, who I have a pretty funny story about, but I'm going to talk about what I played before that as well. I played Girlpool with the song Plants and Worms off of their self-titled cassette. And then I played Tonopah with the song Dreamin' off of the EP Wondering. Anyway, so those three bands were playing at this cool DIY event space in LA while I was down there, like I mentioned earlier. And it was a fun show. It was like an afternoon show, but it was cool to find out about a new cool venue. I don't really spend that much time back home anymore, so I'm glad we stumbled upon this event. Anyway, so after the show, I'm walking out with my pals, and I was with Jonathan Q, who you all might know as the CITR vice president, and Eleanor Waring, who you might know as the president of CITR. Anywho, we're walking out. Mannequin Pussy is packing up their gear in the driveway, and the lead singer comes up to John, who had bought a Mannequin Pussy t-shirt, and, you know, chats with John saying, oh, it's so cool you bought a t-shirt. Thanks so much for coming out. And I was like, oh, awesome. We talk a little bit about how we're from Vancouver. And then the lead singer just goes, how much did you buy that shirt for? And John goes, $10, which in my opinion is a fair price for a independent small band to ask for a t-shirt. And she goes, oh, they're actually supposed to be $20. So John, being the nice, polite Canadian that he is, gives her an extra $10. But she has to go inside to break his $20, and she leaves. And we joke that we'll never see that $20 again. But we did, and she gave it back, and she was surprised how cool he was about it, as was I. It was just a funny story that, you know, it was bold, you know, good for her for claiming what's hers. Apparently they hand silk screened all the t-shirts. They look pretty cool. I suppose it's worth $20. But anyway, she told John that they would send him a bunch of other Mannequin Pussy swag. So I hope he follows up on that. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play some Fountain, one of my favorite local-ish bands. They're from the island, but they just played Victory Square Block Party. And I heard that they're also coming back in October, which is exciting. So I'm going to play the track Jesus 99 off of their self-titled cassette.
Jesus 99! Yeah.
Hi, this is Arvind Gupta, UBC's 13th president, vice chancellor, and computer science professor here at UBC. I'd like to invite you, CITR listeners, to join me on Friday, September 12th, for a truly unique event, the University President's Installation Ceremony, held at the Chan Center from 10 to 11:30. Visit ubc.ca/installation to RSVP. I look forward to celebrating with you.
The September issue of Discorder is here. Check out this month's cover featuring local ladies, Supermoon. Plus articles on Other Jesus, New Forms Festival, Underpass, and the Fictionals. So pick up a copy of Discorder around town or check it out online at discorder.ca. And a very special thanks to this month's advertisers, At the Waldorf, Factor, LiveVan.com, Mint Records, The Rickshaw Theater, Study and Go Abroad Fair, Fox Cabaret, Vancouver Art Book Fair, Vancouver Fringe Festival, Vancouver International Film Festival, Vancouver New Music, Vinyl Records, and the Whistler Village Beer Festival.
I'm
All right. That was a track by Joanna Gruesome. They are releasing a split 7-inch single with Perfect Pussy, and that was the A-side, called Psychic Espionage. This is a pretty cool 7-inch because it also includes a little comic book story, and the main hero is a combination of the Perfect Pussy frontwoman, Meredith Graves, and then Alana, who is the frontwoman of Joanna Gruesome. Two awesome punk bands fronted by rad women. Anyway, before that, you heard some Rennie Wilson with his new stuff, which is he put out a punk album after the wonderful, smooth, disco-y Sugar Glider album that he released last year or the year before. I don't remember. But anyways, this new album, Punk Explosion, is super fun. I think it's only going to be a digital download, but anyways, it's really awesome. I played the track Radio Receiver. Before that, you heard Naomi Punk with the song 11 Inches off of their new album, Television Man. Also a fantastic, great album. And then at the top of the set, you heard Fountain with the song Jesus 99. Up next, I will be playing some Springtime Carnivore. This is a project of Greta Morgan. She's a Angelino, and she makes some really wonderful songs. They're really fun. And this is a track called The Sun Went Black, actually. She's releasing her first full-length, I don't know, soon probably. Anyway, let's just listen to the song. Here it is, Springtime Carnivore with The Sun Went Black.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. You're tuned in to the Cat's Pajamas on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Nelly. You just heard a track by some local favorites of mine called Imaginary Pants, and that was a song off their newly released cassette called Kites at Night, and the song was Branches as Bridges. Before that, you heard Supermoon, which is the reincarnated movie land. And that was I think the only online song they have right now, which is called Grounded. They've been playing around town recently as part of Victory Square Block Party. They played a show last night with Ruby Pins, which I unfortunately didn't go to, but I'm sure it was awesome. And Supermoon will also be playing at Live at Lunch, which I will be hosting along with some other radio pals, Robin, who has a show before I do called Up on the Roof, and Duncan, host of Duncan's Donuts. So we'll be hosting Supermoon at Live at Lunch on Tuesday at 12. And this is part of all the first week festivities happening at UBC. CITR is hosting bands for 2 weeks. So we're going to start the second week on Monday. The Flintettes are playing that. And then a few other awesome bands have been playing. War Baby has played. Village has played. And yeah, so super fun. If you're on campus, you should come and actually watch the live band. But if you're not, tune in to CITR. And then before Supermoon, you heard Springtime Carnivore with the new single, The Sun Went Black, and she will be releasing an album on November 4th on Autumn Tone Records. So, next up, I'm going to play a song by Kevin Morby. He is in a few other bands that I really like, Woods, and then The Babies with Cassie Ramone. And Cassie and Kevin are releasing solo albums. So if you miss The Babies like I do, you should check out their albums. Kevin will be releasing his soon in the fall, and then Cassie just released hers last week or so. So we're going to listen to the first single off of Still Life with Rejects from the Land of Misfit Toys, which is the song, which is the album name of Kevin Morby's album. And then the track is called Parade.
You'll be hard. Touch the ground. was a fucking bitch. Do I really need another habit like you? I really need. Do you need me too? I believe.
All right, welcome back. That was a track by Karen O, who is the frontwoman of the IAS, who I'm sure you all know. But anyway, she is releasing some songs she recorded when she was 27, which I think was 7 years ago. And they're all called, the album's called Crush Songs. And she wrote these when she was not feeling too well about her love life, obviously. But she's has now found love, which is all good. So I guess it's time to release these really awesome songs. So that was the song Wrapped. And this will be released next week on September 8th. That's not next week. That's in 3 days, which is awesome. Anyway, before that, you heard Cassie Ramone with a song Hanging On off of her new solo album called Time Has Come. Time definitely came for her to release her own stuff. She's been in some awesome bands, and I will miss the Vivian Girls, but if Cassie keeps on releasing stuff like this, I'm on board. And before that, you heard her bandmate from the Babies, Kevin Morby, with his new solo stuff. That was a song Parade off of the album Still Life, which will be released in October. All right, I've got a few more tracks. Show's almost over. I'm going to play a song by Les Chaussettes, which is a band from Vancouver. They are going to be opening for a awesome Seattle band by the name of La Luz. And exciting news, Eleanor and I, Eleanor, president of CITR and host of the best new show on CITR called Femme Concept, which will be airing today at 1. Second episode, very exciting. We phone interviewed La Luz in anticipation for their show on Monday at the Electric Owl on September 8th, and we'll be airing that on Eleanor's show later this afternoon, so make sure to tune back in to CITR, or just keep tuning in, because next up we've got Dorothy with Stereo Blues, and then after that I believe it's Dave Radio with Radio Dave. So I'm going to leave you with two tracks. I usually only leave you with one track, but why not just do it all at once? So I don't have to talk again. I'm going to play Les Chaussettes, their song Bunky, and then I'm going to play La Luz with the track It's Alive. I will see you all next week.
I'm
Hey, hey, all you Bandy McBanders. Shindig 2014 is now accepting submissions. Please send your three-song demo before September 15th to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. For more information, check out our website